Sorry I'm late. I had to drive CJ home for baseball practice. Whoa! What is happening here?
We can explain.
Can you?
We're working on my magic.
Yeah, that's what I thought we were going to do today. But this isn't how I expected we would go about it.
Poppy, you're taking notes. Explain why this helps.
Right. We know that Lynn's natural magic abilities have to do with control over technology. She barely even needs to move a muscle to turn the TV on or off.
Well, besides snapping, because it helps me focus the magic on a more physical level. And it's way cooler. So, we've duct taped my hands and feet together, so I can't use any physical tricks. Who knows? Maybe one day I'll be restrained and won't be able to snap.
I'm with you, but it still doesn't explain why Lucy has climbed on top of the fridge and is holding up a single slice of cinnamon raisin bread?
I'm getting to that. We moved away from electronics because it's too easy for her. Now we're trying to see if she can toast a piece of bread without moving. To make it harder on her, we have Lucy holding the bread at a place Lynn doesn't expect. So she first has to find the target and then toast it without burning it. Thanks for revealing the location, by the way. Now we have to start over.
Okay. I'm guessing that's why Lynn is also blindfolded. Right? So, what's up with her head being covered in tinfoil?
The added layer of the tinfoil barrier makes everything more difficult. Once she gets it with the tinfoil, it'll be easier without it.
Yeah, the rest of us aren't so sure about that part, but Jerry isn't hurting anyone, so we're letting him try it.
You'll see. She'll be able to kill a dragon with her mind with my help. Not before I get a good swing in, though.
Doubtful. But I'm on board. Why are you also covered in tinfoil, Jerry?
I don't know. Aesthetic?
Yeah, that makes sense. Well, I guess I'm caught up. Go on, Poppy.
Yeah, I actually have to leave, so you take over notes for now.
Did you just command a king to do your job?
Yes. Until you're recognized as an actual leader of a sovereign nation by other international bodies, I can do what I want. You're the note taker now.
You're gonna regret this when the world knows who I am. I'm gonna do a rant video about you on the official King Arthur vlog channel.
Wow. Can't wait. I'll see you guys later.
Where are you going?
I have, you know, stuff to do.
You're always running off somewhere.
Yeah, you left my party early. I was told I don't remember.
Are you keeping secrets, Poppy Carroll? Because we don't keep secrets from one another.
Spill the tea, Poppers.
The tea, Jalapeno Poppers.
Oh, that's good. I'm gonna use that.
Oh my god, there's no tea. I've just had a lot of homework lately, and I need to get good grades so I can have a degree to fall back on in case this whole night thing doesn't work out. Lynn, don't magically burn the house down. Actually, that would be impressive. You should try it sometime. Later.
She's definitely up to something.
Oh, for sure.
Hey, Arthur. Do me a favor.
What?
Come scratch my nose.
You can't scratch your own nose?
My hands are duct taped together and I can't see. Come scratch my nose.
Fine. Whatever. Ah! What was that? Did you just shock my ass?
Your phone in your back pocket shocked your ass. It's my new party trick. I can shock you with any piece of technology on your body. I've been working on it since I figured out that electricity thing in Texas. Cool, huh?
It would be way cooler if I wasn't in pain.
No, that's why it's extra cool.
She do this to you guys too?
I don't want to talk about which pocket my phone was in when she did it to me.
Oh, Lynn. How dare you?
I'm practicing so I can help you fight magical entities that were sent to kill you. The least you guys can do is take it like adults. Just don't keep your phone in your front shirt pocket because it might trigger a heart attack.
Or just don't do it again.
That's not fun at all.
Neither are heart attacks.
Oh, boo-hoo. I'm Arthur. I'm crying because I have a weak immune system and I'm probably susceptible to heart condition. Stop whining.
Will you just shut up and toast that piece of bread so I can go home?
Yeah, but can you take the duct tape off? It's kind of bothering me.
Sure. Ah! I hate you! All right then, Poppy Carroll. Prepare to have your life changed. Ready, guys?
I don't care.
Thanks for your support, Lynn.
Oh, sorry. I was just leaving. Can I help you?
You must be Poppy.
How do you know my name?
I don't.
Here we go again.
Right. I have to go, so if you'll excuse me...
No, wait. Do you know me?
Should I?
Arthur Padrone.
Okay. I'm not gonna give you a handshake. I don't know where that thing's been.
By that thing, do you mean my hand?
Yeah.
Oh. So... Do you like swords?
Yeah, this building has a no soliciting policy, so... Bye!
No, wait.
We left it to you.
Shut up!
And look where it got us.
Shut up, Lynn! Where are you going?
She said she had plans, right? She's got to get out somewhere.
But the door!
Fire escape in the alley outside. This time, it's my turn. See? What did I tell ya? Fire escape.
Yeah, you would know about fire and escaping.
Hey! We need to talk!
Oh, shit. Leave me alone before you send me into cardiac arrest.
Sorry, but I really can't do that. If it helps, Arthur will no longer be speaking.
That does make me feel a bit better.
Oh, I like this one. Give me 5 minutes to explain.
Whoever you're looking for, it's not me. You've got the wrong girl.
I really don't think we do. I don't make mistakes.
There's a first time for everything.
All right. Have fun playing Dungeons and Dragons with your friends, Poppy Carroll.
How do you know that's where I'm going?
I told you. I don't make mistakes.
Maybe you know who I am and where I'm going, which is a total breach of privacy, by the way, and I don't want to know how you figured it out.
She got into your phone and she read your texts.
Let's just let Lynn handle this one, okay?
Okay. I don't even want to know who you guys are. And you may know who I am, but whatever you think I did, I didn't do it.
There's one way to find out. Arthur, give it to me. The case, Arthur! Why would I be asking for a high five?
Oh, right.
How would you like to play Dungeons and Dragons For real.
Friday Night Fights.
This is so cool. I'm holding an actual sword. Like, not just a prop.
Seems like we're gonna get lucky tonight.
What?
I mean, this one isn't going to be hard.
What?
I mean, telling Poppy about her being a knight won't be as challenging as the other times we've done this.
Oh, yeah, that's what I thought you meant.
Arthur, take my picture.
Yeah, sure, I guess. I'm King Arthur, by the way.
Oh, do you want to get in the picture?
Okay, Lynn, take our picture.
Yeah, whatever.
All right, now a silly one.
This is awesome. I'd send you the picture, but apparently you're already in my phone. So I'm sure you'll get it somehow.
Yeah. About that, hold on. I need to borrow your phone for a little while longer.
What? Why?
Merlin stuff.
Merlin? Should I get a picture with her, too?
In a minute. Elliot, come talk to... Who are you?
My name's Poppy. I thought you knew that already?
No, like your other name.
My Dungeons & Dragons character?
What? No.
You know, he's Arthur and I'm Lancelot.
You're Lancelot? I don't see it. The eyes are different.
It's been 1,000 years, okay? I'm sorry.
Elle? Babe, I love your new eyes. So, Poppy, who were you?
I don't know.
You don't know? Lynn!
Busy!
You're holding Excalibur.
Yeah. It's heavier than I would have thought.
So what are you remembering?
A lot of things. Merlin. King Arthur. You were funny.
Thank you. I know. But is there anything else? Anything personal?
Not really. It's cool, though. Here, you can take it back now.
And I'm all done. Here's your phone.
Thanks. Well, it was nice meeting you guys, but I should get going.
What do you mean it was nice meeting us?
Well, it's cool that you told me who I was in a past life. I've never really thought that kind of stuff had any truth to it. Maybe we'll see each other around sometime.
Wait, you're just gonna leave?
Yeah. I'm late for a game.
But we just told you you're a reincarnated Knight of the Round Table.
And it was super cool. But now I have to get back to real life.
So, you don't want to be a knight?
Be a knight? No. I want to finish school and get a 401k and live in reality, not play in some medieval fairy tale. But we can be Facebook friends if you want, I guess. Bye.
Bye, Poppy!
Did we just get rejected? Friday Night Fights.
Maybe we didn't explain it to her right?
People don't usually need a big explanation. It's usually just, here's the sword. Let's make plans to fight evil.
Jerry ran too.
Jerry thought we were kidnapping him, and he didn't understand what was going on.
Lucy didn't want to remember at first.
Lucy was scared, and she didn't run.
Carlos hates the group chat.
Carlos hates everything. Fine. Maybe it is on us. You happy? Damn. Way to ruin group morale.
Maybe it has something to do with the whole stone tape theory thing? Maybe you didn't spend enough time with her in your past life, so she doesn't have as much to remember?
Then how did she remember me and you? And my jokes?
I mean, everyone knew about us back then, Arthur.
That's not how the stone tape theory works. She should be able to remember everything eventually.
And how do you know exactly how the stone tape theory works?
I don't. Look, I'm sure if we clear it all up when she gets home, everything will be okay.
Maybe. How come she doesn't know who she is? She was holding Excalibur for like 10 minutes straight. I knew who I was after a single touch.
You're King Arthur. That's kind of hard to shove behind other memories.
Everyone else remembered who they were almost immediately. Elle, same goes for you, right?
The first thing I remembered was you, Arthur.
That's... You're my number one knight. You're known for being selfless. Of course you thought of me.
But the name Lancelot du Lac was the second thing I remembered.
So Poppy should know who she is by now.
Maybe we'll get lucky and you guys will get attacked again.
In what world would that be lucky?
I don't know. Might push us in the right direction.
Don't jinx us, Lynn. Hey, is that Poppy?
You guys are still here.
We got hot chocolate while you were gone.
That's cool, bud. Well, I'm gonna go inside now.
Wait. Do you really remember me?
Okay, so we're doing this. Of course I remember you.
So why are you acting like this isn't a big deal?
Because it's not.
I have Excalibur in this guitar case. Lynn can do magic.
Apparently it's real. Who knew?
We've been riding across the country finding my knights so we can help them. We're getting the band back together.
That's nice, but I don't need help.
There are things out there. Powerful people who want us dead.
Who want you dead. I have nothing to do with this. I'm officially out.
You're out? You took an oath. As a knight of Camelot, whoever you may be, you pledged your loyalty. You can't just be out.
I spent an entire life as one of your soldiers. I served my time, and I've chosen not to renew my contract with you.
But why?
Because this isn't real. None of this is real. 1,000 years ago, I was a knight. Now, I'm just a student. I am not going to live in the past and ruin everything in my future because some guy says I have to. I used to do everything I was told. Everything. But this time, I'm going to make my own choices. And there's nothing you can do to stop me.
I never said you had to. And I'm not some guy. I'm your king.
You were my king. Not anymore. I've made my choice.
You don't know everything.
I know enough. Move on.
Not real? I'm still cleaning mud out of my ears.
Arthur, people are staring. We'll figure something out. Come on, let's go.
Friday Night Fights was created by Ashton Laurel, co-written and edited by Hannah Steele, produced by Strummer Steele, and directed by CM Bullock and Hannah Steele. Original music and sound design was by Tyler Ginelli, and art by William Walker. This episode featured Ian Kennedy as Arthur, Ashton Laurel as Elliot, and Charlie Rat Sutton as Lynn. Tyler Ginelli as Jerry, Hannah Steele as Poppy, and Sydney Jones as Lucy. For more Friday Night Fights content, visit us on Twitter @FKFTweets, Instagram @FKFGrams, Tumblr at Friday Night Fights, and like us on Facebook. Thanks for listening. See you Friday. FKF was not recorded in front of a live studio audience.